Good morning, Dale.
I know you have a big story that you want to get to, but I think the huge story of the day is the fact that Nashville is coming back. It's going to be on CMT tonight. This is a perfect time for you to jump in and watch the show.
Well, I'll be sleeping is the only problem.
You don't have a DVR? Come on. This is the new millennium.
I do, but I can't tape more than two things at once, and I'm certain I must have other things taping tonight. Blah.
We got to find out if Juliet Barnes' plane made it back, because that's the cliffhanger they left us on.
You watch that. I'll watch The Voice pretty soon coming up.
All right, deal on that. Now let's find out what Brett Eldridge found in a toilet. Shocking news here.
My gosh, he woke up in the Caribbean yesterday to find a large snake in his toilet bowl. One of his guys found a stick, fished it out so he could put it outside. Brett called it his New Year's snake and said, before you go to the bathroom, don't forget to look down. The Bachelor started again this week, and one of the ladies was Cole Swindell's love interest in his video for Middle of a Memory. Cole says he has no desire to ever be a bachelor on the show, and I hear Thomas Rhett and Kelsey Ballerini watch it every week. Keith Urban's oldest, Sunday Rose, will be in her first school play, and her mom's helping her learn her lines. Their youngest daughter, Faith's been getting guitar lessons from her dad. Chris Young, lots going on in 2017. He says there's a lot of stuff that's not announced yet. It's going to be exciting, and I'll hopefully just try to do things bigger and better. And finally, a movie based on Rascal Flatts' God Bless the Broken Road is in production, starring Idol winner Jordan Sparks. It's about a young mom struggling to raise her daughter after losing her husband in the Afghanistan war.
You know who else is going to be in that movie? LaDainian Tomlinson, the former San Diego Chargers running back.
Excellent. Yeah, what a great... I'm excited for this one. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.